Today's daf is daf Lamed Beit, even though we've already done the Mishnah Lamed Aleph Lamed Beit a number of times, actually. Let's just start it so that we can go directly into the sukkah. Mishnah Dar Ben Azir, V'Nishal HaChacham V'Yasaro. And over here, Nishal HaChacham doesn't mean he was shel on the nether, he was shel about the Lashon of the nether. Munei Mishash Nadar, the Chacham said, no, that was a good Nazirut. You should have kept your Nazirut. But this guy figured, it's probably not a Nazirut. And he was drinking wine the whole time and having fun. So he can count, nonetheless, from the time that he was no there, meaning that the days that he wasn't really keeping his Nazirut, as long as he wasn't Nizma, obviously, will still apply towards his Nazirut. The only time that we say Hayamim HaRishonim Yiblu is when a person was Matam HaMeitim, not when he drank wine.
Is it a violation that he's done?
He was in violation. Doesn't matter. The Mishnah says, doesn't have to start over. Just continues. We'll see. This is the Mishnah is a little misleading. Nishal haChacham v'itiro. If he asked the Chacham said, no, actually, you were never a Nazir. So then I tell him, Be'ema mufreshet. If he had already set aside his Be'ema, the Be'ema is no longer Kodesh. Teitse v'teira ebe eder. And of course, this is true. Even Aliba de Beit Shammai, because it's not really Hegdesh Ka'ut, it's simply a Hegdesh about something that never existed. It's less than Hegdesh Ka'ut. Guy's saying this should be my Chatat for my Nazirut. What is it? Nonetheless, Beit Hillel asks the Beit Shammai, even though Beit Shammai has an easy comeback, Beit Hillel asks the Beit Shammai, aha, you see, now we got you. Hi atem odim bezeh. So actually, Beit Hillel was really not asking much of a question. And Beit Shammai could have come back and said the obvious retort. But instead, Beit Shammai answers them according to their own approach. You know, if you guys want to ask a question that's not much of a question about Hegdesh Ta'ut, I'll ask you a question too. So, Baalan Beit Shammai, I atem odim benisha ta'a. How about you guys? Don't you agree that even though a person made an obvious mistake, and he counts the ninth animal as number 10, or the 11th animal as number 10, or the 10th animal as number 9? I mean, the bottom line is, the Torah defines it as being Kodesh by the fact that he made a mistake. So, you see clearly Hegdesh Ta'ut, Eino Hegdesh. Now, obviously, Beit Shammai is aware of the clear retort, which Beit Hillel has, and the truth is Beit Hillel has a number of levels of reply on this, but he takes one of them, as we'll see. And so Beit Hillel says to them, what is that the issue? Of course, Beit Shammai could have said, what is that the issue to Beit Hillel also? Because there's really no connection of his level of Hegdesh Ta'ut to a case where a guy never had made the Nazirut in the first place, which is not Nazirut Ta'ut. Okay, but in any event, since we're all in the mood of asking vague questions that aren't much of a question, I could throw one at you too. So over here, this is also considered to be Hegdesh Ta'ut, and nonetheless, it's Mikudash. Omar Lem Beit Hillel. No, this has nothing to do with Hegdesh Ta'ut, because it's lo shevet kiddusho. It's not the fact that he waved his magic wand over this thing and said it was Kodesh that makes it Kodesh. I mean, the shevet is the stick that you use to paint the animal red, actually, when it comes out to identify it. Because, I'll prove it to you. Umayilu ta'ah, v'niach ad ha-shevet ala shminiv, ala shnimas, I suppose. He had done the same thing and his mistake would have been on number 8, or number 12, to call it 10. Would that have worked? Shama saklum? Ella, I mean, obviously not. So, the reason that not is because we only have a riboy for the pasuk of one level. That means it's a gezerat katuv, not hegdesh v'ta'ut. It's basically katuv shekidesh asiriyu, kidesh atishi. It's the same gezerat katuv, given min hashamayim, the 10th one is kodesh. The same pasuk says the 9th one is kodesh. Same pasuk says v'tachana, so the 11th one is kodesh. What are you asking me about this to a case, said Beit Hillel, of real hegdesh ta'ut? Before we get into the details, the Gemara says, the whole first part that basically we've been ignoring, I mean, because it's irrelevant to our discussion, but the truth is, if you look at it, it doesn't make any sense. It says over here, a guy made himself a Nazir, was clearly not keeping the Nazirut, but otherwise the whole Mishnah, what's the point of saying, if it turns out he's a Nazir, thank you very much. Because it's got to be talking about, he was ignoring the Nazirut, thinking it wasn't a meaningful lush. And somebody says to him, hey, what's the matter with you? You might be a Nazir. He goes and asks, and the Chacham says, yeah, indeed, you're a Nazir. So, oh my God, I've been drinking wine the whole time. So here it says, that's not a problem. But, says the Gemara, there's nobody who holds it's not a problem. I mean, there is a famous machlokas of Yosef and Rabbona about how much of a problem. But the Mishnah is saying it's not a problem. That doesn't work out according to anybody. Money matinitin, lo rabbi Yosef, lo rabbanan. Tanya, where is this machlokas? Says in a bright, Mishnah darvi avar nezirut. Someone made a nezirut. And then he ignores his nezirut, he's drinking wine. Ein diskakim lo. We will not respond to his what? Well, the pashtus is his request for dispensation by asking for a she'ilah heter on his neder. That's the obvious meaning of diskakim lo, which anyway is irrelevant a little bit of Beit Shammai, because you can't do that, because there's no such thing as she'ilah on the nezirut, as we said. But, even according to Beit Shammai, it still makes sense, because ein diskakim lo in this case means we won't bring his karbonis for him. When he comes around, brings his karbonis, Beis Din will say, who looks over all of the karbonis before him, determines what to do and what the halakas are. Sorry, sir, but we will not bring your karbonis. You didn't keep your naziris. What do you mean? It's been 30 days, whatever it's been, 100 days, we'll see, depending on which maniyama. We'll say, well, yeah, but you were drinking wine. You know, you have to keep a naziris before you bring a karbonis. Obviously, it's only the rabbonis. Because Ayamim Arishanim Yiplu is the Diyaraita only when it comes to Tuma. But nonetheless, the Rabbana did not want to encourage this kind of behavior. God wants to bring Korbanos of a Nazir while not even respecting his own Nazirut. So they said to him, as a Knas, I'm sorry, we're not going to bring your Korban. Elim came Moneh Baheni Surkamim Shinaib Bemeter. As many days as you were sitting around drinking wine, that's the number of days you got to make up. So if you've been a Nazir for the past 7 years, you were drinking wine all the time, you have to be a Nazir again. Rav Yossi says, well, it's only a knas, man, let's not overdo it. Dayo shloshim yom. I mean, he's going to bring a korban nezirut. We make him keep 30 days over again. But our Mishnah seems to really not care whether it's 30 days or 100 days, whatever it is. The Mishnah says, just count from then. But nobody knows you just count from the time that you were drinking wine. So who's it going according to, says the Gemara? E Rabbanan. But it's going according to Rabbanan. So that it's kasha even, it should say nezirut meruba. Then even if it's referring here to a long nezirut of 100 days, he would have to keep the whole thing over again. E Rav Yossi, I mean, it's at least a problem of nezirut mu'etet, right? I mean, he says 30 days at least you got to keep. Well, says the Gemara, Yeah, it's really not much of a problem. I mean, the simple solution is it's going according to Rabbi Yossi, and the Mishnah is not talking about a case that would be relevant to Rabbi Yossi, because referring to Nizirut Meruva, where he was eating and drinking, but he had kistos 30 days to go. So they're not going to say, yeah, you have to start over again. You could keep those first 70 days, let's say out of the 100. Because Rabbi Yossi said, anyway, the maximum number of days you're going to need to keep is 30. So the Mishnah was saying, in terms of your long nezirut, you could start counting from the beginning. It's obviously as long as you have 30 days to go. Because we want you to keep 30 good days. So that's the way Rabbi Yossi would learn the Mishnah. We're not going to start getting into the details of what if there weren't, you know. So the Mishnah makes sense, at least in that case. And if you want to tell me, even according to Rabbana, but Ibai Tema, Rabbanan, there it's a little more difficult to fit into the Mishnah. We'll have to actually read it a bit differently. The Mishnah says that he's Mone Misha Ashenazar. We have to change it to read Mone Kit Misha Ashenazar. In other words, as many days as you miss, those are the number of days you're going to have to make up. And that's what it really means. Okay, but that basically is not part of the main thrust of our sugi here, which is all about the mistakes. Now, the next piece, which is the piece that we've been talking about, is Nish'al Chachamim V'Tiruhu. Now, it's interesting because according to Beit Shammai, this can only mean that if it turns out that the Nezirut was never made correctly in the first place, like that shirt. Almost. So, if it's going, now, to, according to Beit Shammai, the only way of understanding the Mishnah is that it doesn't mean literally he has a question about his Nazirah saying, I wish I would have known, I never would have. That won't help, according to Beit Shammai. But what it means is we ask him, is this a proper Lashon Kabbalat Nazirut or not? Right? That's how Beit Shammai is learning. Now, that's very interesting, because it teaches us that whatever you hold about Hekdesh Ta'ut is irrelevant to a case like this, which is even less than Hekdesh Ta'ut, correct? So if that's the case, as Rabbi Yirmiyah, we need to learn out, it's true that the Mishnah, maybe we're learning like this according to Beit Shammai, and the halakha is not like Beit Shammai, but there is still very important halakhic ramifications, because there's no reason to believe that Beit Hillel actually disagrees with the essential point here. And you know, Mida Beit Shammai Nishma Le Beit Hillel. We could certainly derive the logic of the situation to a similar case where it would be relevant even according to Beit Hillel. Look, Lav Amrei Beit Shammai Hegdesh B'Ta'ut Havi Hegdesh. Beit Shammai, who hold that a Hegdesh B'Ta'ut is a Hegdesh, nonetheless, in this case they say, now here it just goes out and it's not even Kodesh. Why is that? Because Kivan Diglai Milta Delav Shapir Nazar. Look, because it turns out that he never made the Nazirut properly. I mean, that's not called Hegdesh Ta'ut. That's just called a joke. So, I mean, because you're saying, here's the Karbonis for my Nazirus when there weren't any Nazirus. That's Hegdesh Ta'ut. So there, Te Tzevet Te'ra Ebe Eder, even according to Beit Shammai. So now, where would there be an equivalent case according to Beit Hillel? I'll tell you where. According to Beit Hillel agrees that when it comes to Tmurah, what the din by Tmurah is that Hegdesh Ta'ut is Hegdesh. They just said you cannot derive the onset of Kedusha from nothing to a case of Tmura where the Kedusha already exists and I just have to transfer. Okay, fine. Well, let's talk about what Beit Hillel would hold about a similar case in the case of Tmura, where they do agree that Hegdesh Ta'ut is Hegdesh. So Hegdesh. So they too, Alpha Gadamri Tmura, Batut Avi Tmura, even though Beit Hillel agree that a mistaken Tmura is a Tmura, but that's only where the mistake is in the element of the Tmura. But if the mistake would be in the Etzem origin of the Kedusha, let's say a guy said, Areze Tmura Tolah, instead of the Shlamim, but then it turns out that the original Kedusha he had said in the wrong way, and the thing was never Kodesh in the first place. So forget about the Tmura. So obviously Beit Hillel would agree there to Beit Shammai, would say, look, if there's a mistake in the origin, it's like over here, there's a mistake in the origins, it never was in the Zirut. That wouldn't even be called Hegdesh, though. That would be zero. So, obviously, that's only where there was no problem in the initial Hegdesh, which I used to make the Tmurah. When it turns out that the whole thing was a mistake, so then, obviously, Itakir Nami Tmurah. I mean, it's only logical. Now, continues the Mishnah to say that the Beit Shammai says to Beit Hillel, look, I mean, Yatem Modim, Shilu Karan, Shia Siri. So then, if you made a mistake, nonetheless, you make a mistake in Maaser, it's still considered to be Maaser. So you see that we're right, that Hegdesh Ta'ut is Hegdesh. Now, there's a little bit of a question over here, because suppose a guy had wanted to do this. Suppose he wantonly called the Shia Siri. So he sees a lousy animal coming. I say, oh, let me call this the Asiri. I'll get to keep the better one that's about to come out. So he calls it Chi Asiri. You know, would that be good? Or he calls the Asiri. Oh, no, this is the best one I got. And number 9. Next, number 10. So does that work? Or in that case, this Gzerat HaKatuv does not apply. What's the deal? So Itmar Maaser Rav Nachman Amer. This whole halacha that we find in the Mishnah about calling something an asiri when it's not an asiri, that's only if it was an honest to God mistake. I mean, but that's what the pasuk is talking about. But, I mean, not where a guy intended to call number 9 number 10. He knows perfectly well it isn't number 9. Rav Chista v'Rabba Bar Huna said, well, on the contrary, if the Torah is ready to accept even Hegdesh Ta'ut, so obviously it's going to accept a kavanah to make something Hegdesh, but that's always the way it goes. That basically Hegdesh is a function of a guy's desire to make something Hegdesh. So if it's possible to to make something maaser by calling it number 10, even if it isn't, if you could do that by accident, so Koshkin should be able to do it if you want it to become Kodesh. Right, so this is a great Chiddush, as Beit Shammai points out, because it's even telling you that a Ta'ut is Hekdesh. So we say just the opposite. For sure, if the guy had Kavanah to make it Hekdesh, obviously it would be Hekdesh.
And what's the real 10?
We'll worry about it when we get there. Omar Lai, this is a good word. Omar Lai Ravel Ribna. Let me ask you something. You're saying it's only in a case where it was a ta'ut and not in a case where it was kavana. Oh boy, then you got real problems with this Mishnah. Because then Beit Hillel has got such an obvious comeback to Beit Shammai. They could say, excuse me, are you trying to prove from here that Hekdesh, Ta'ut, Havi Hekdesh? Well, I got news for you. In this case, Hekdesh B'Kavanah is not Hekdesh. So don't try to, you're not telling me that Hekdesh B'Kavanah is not Hekdesh, but Hekdesh B'Ta'ut is Hekdesh, right? I mean, that's crazy. So obviously, this case is irrelevant to the standard dinim of Kiddush. This is backwards. So if I find that in this particular case, Torah says that Hekdesh Ta'ut, that's because Hekdesh B'Kavanah wouldn't be. What are you trying to bring me a raya from there, that when the Hekdesh is dependent in my Kavanah, that if I made a mistake in Kavanah, it's also okay. On the contrary, in this case, it's only okay because we pay no attention to my Kavanah. So how do you understand the Mishnah? This is absurd. Beis Hillel should have turned around and laughed. Ha! Some raya this is. Let's see that inside. Amalei Ravalurbach. Lididach. Ta'amri ta'uto v'lo kavadato. So you explain to me how Beit Shammai could have said to Beit Hillel, the Kavre Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, well, wouldn't you agree? Ya tamodim. She'ilu karala chiya siri v'la siri chiyi v'la kadasar siri. I mean, you agree that all these three cases are considered to be Mekudesh. And basically, Ishtiku Beit Hillel. I mean, Beit Hillel didn't respond to the Etzem argument. They just said, well, it's true, but it's Gzeirat HaKatuv. I mean, that's not what they should have said. They should have said something much more powerful. They should have said, this is in violation of the Dinim of Kavanah, and that's why the Ta'ut works, because the Kavanah doesn't work. But if it's dependent on Kavanah, we claim that a Ta'ut with Kavanah is not called Kavanah. This is such a backwards proof that it just seems outrageous that Beit Hillel should have let Beit Shammai get away with saying it and come along with this flaccid response. Well, it is exerts a question for the same pasuk that's in, and the raya is, if you would have called the eighth one, the tenth one, yeah, okay, I understand. I mean, but you could have come back with a real powerful left right across the jaw that they weren't expecting. Instead, you pull this little dancing away from the other guy. I mean, what kind of boxing is that?
Ropedo.
Yes, indeed. So, Ishtiku, that's what we mean by Ishtiku, Beit. It's not really that they were Ishtiku, because they did have a response. It's just such a poor response. And Kenegan, what they should have said, they should have really been aggressive, not just, dance away. Lamer law, they should have shouted at them. What? Malamas Ishkin in Kaddish for Kavanah. What are you trying to bring me a riot for Maaser, where his Kavanah doesn't even count? Omrav Shimi Barashi. The reason they didn't say that was because they were afraid that the Inkain, if they would have said that, then Lamer Lahorn Kavachomer. But then they would have gotten into a whole long argument. So Beit Shammai would have said, well, it's a kavachomer, isn't it? I mean, ma ma'aser she'eino kadosh b'kavanah kadosh b'ta'ut. Hekdesh she'kadosh b'kavanah lo kol she'kein. I mean, if I can make something kodesh, it should for sure be b'ta'ut v'lohi. The truth is, that is not a good answer. That's not a good answer at all. Because, I mean, normally, hekdesh b'dayte demore tali. The whole point of the Machlokas Beit Shammai Beit Hillel is that the Hekdesh is generally dependent on the guy's dot. And it's there that Beit Hillel is saying, in the event that Hekdesh is dependent on your dot, then that's not called dot to do something but ta'ut. Whereas Beit Shammai is saying, no, even that's considered to be dot. In which case, this discussion is completely irrelevant to it. And it's difficult to accept that Beit Hillel did not respond. I mean, what we'll have to say is that according to the way the Gemara is now being dochet, and Reb Nachman really is in a weak position, is that Reb Nachman would say, well, that's part of the response. I mean, since obviously, look, this whole thing is gezerat hakatuv. You know, for many reasons, even including the fact, I forget about an analysis of whether it's b'ta'ut or b'kavanah. I mean, even if you tried to do this on number 8, it wouldn't work. So what do you bring? This is not a din of general kedusha. This is obviously a unique halach. I'm not going to get into a whole discussion with you about whether the halach is b'ta'ut or b'kavanah and so on. But we're all certainly agreed that it's not 8 and 12. Okay, so then that means it's gzerat hakatuv. Please, let's take it off the table. But the truth is, if I wanted to be aggressive and I wanted to get into this question, I could have. And that's the way Reb Nachman is going to have to understand. Zot, ooh, wait a minute, we've got our vice president here today, and he did such a good job.
Zot, I'm the commissioner.
Where'd you pick up that, really? Yeah, that was always good. It's the Torontonian Yiddish.
Monkey.
Yeah.
Actually, it's more Litvish.
Well, that's Toronto. I mean, where'd you go to shul there?
Sorry?
Where did you go to shul in Toronto?
Beneath
Forum. Wait,
I forgot to say A.
Mi shenadar benazir. Mi halach la'avi et behemto. U'matzashi nignava. Now, here's another case of a mistake. Here's a mistake which is more like a mekach ta'ut. Guy makes himself a nazir thinking that he's got his animals all ready to be taken. He goes to bring his animals for carbon and somebody has stolen them. Now, he never would have made a nazirut if he was going to have to go out now and scrounge for a carbon and can't afford. I mean, he was making this whole thing based on the fact that he's already got his savings in the bank. Now, so the bank was robbed. Now, so halak lavir bento matzah shenigneva. Well, you can't say that it's something that I didn't know at the time because it hadn't happened yet. Is considered to be a mekach ta'ut. I mean, that's just bad luck. If at the time that I made the neder, the carbon was still there, and now later, the day before I want to bring it, somebody steals it, that's terrible luck. But it's not a mistake. Not only that, it's not even a good enough mistake to be shayolah. Because it's no lie. So what are you going to say? Well, if you would have known that somebody was going to steal your animal, I mean, why would the guy think somebody's going to steal his animal? No, remember that you can only make a petach in something that people always take into consideration. Generally, people foolishly, as we know, don't bother taking out insurance and things like that, because it ain't going to happen to me. So this is then no luck.
So if you made it tonight, it was...
No, I didn't make it tonight. If he would have made it tonight, maybe...
Isn't this late tonight? Didn't he make it tonight?
No, no. He just knew it, but it wasn't a tonight. And... at the time, it was still there. So, if before the animal was stolen, he had already made his nazirut, it's too late. Areze nazir. If it was based on a misapprehension that he had an animal, well, over there, it already didn't exist. That is a neder b'taut, which, according to Beit Hillel, is okay to cancel the nazirut. So that, in that case, eino nazir. And the truth is, v'zu ta'ut, this was the mistake over here that was made, famous mistake, it's actually a play on words, because this mistake was the mistake of, it doesn't mean the way it usually means, this mistake was the mistake of, but a mistake like this was mistaken by, you see. So this, to call this a Nezir Ta'ut, was the mistake of Nochum HaMadai, a famous story where a bunch of Nazirim had come up from Bavel to bring their Karbanot, and good heavens, the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, and now they were Nazirim forever, because there would be no way they can get out of Nazirut, because they can't bring their Karbanot. So he said to them, well, Ilu Hayitem Yodim Shebeit HaMikdash Charav Hayitem Nazirim. Had you known the Beit HaMikdash was going to be destroyed, tell me something, would you ever have made yourselves a Nazir? And they said, well, certainly not. So Nachum HaMadai said, well, then it was a mistake. So you're not Nazirim. V'tiram Nachum HaMadai. But then, when they came afterwards to the Chachamim in Yavne, and told them over the story, they said, no. If the Nezirut had been made before the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, ain't potchim ben olam. If the Neder had been made after the Beit HaMikdash was harab, then ain't no Nazir. Now, we know that we had earlier a machloket between Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim about whether potchim ben olam, right? And what's interesting is that Rebbe Eliezer was one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who had just died before this place, right? Because when they came already, he was the one that had asked them to spare Yavne. That was the whole story, and he was one of the guys that had actually carried out the mock beer of Rabbi Yochanan. They pretended he had died. So he hadn't really died, but they wanted to get him out of the walls. So he was one of the carriers, the Gemara says. So that means, obviously, when they went to ask in Yavne, he was there, Rebbe Eliezer. And yet it says, as if it was a unanimous thing, well, said the Chachamim, including Rebbe Eliezer, this is not considered to be a good petach, because it's Nola. I thought Rebbe Eliezer is the guy who holds that Botchim ben Olam. We had this question before. Omar Rabba said, Rabba, well, you see from here, Shatfu Rabban el Rebbe Eliezer. They blew him away. They washed him out. And they just, they proved to him that he was wrong. And in the end, Ukme Bishita Tayu, he must have ended up agreeing with them. Because otherwise, why does the Mishnah make it appear that, no, Nachum Amada is completely wrong? I mean, what do you mean? There's a very significant body of opinion that he was right. And that you are Putkin Benola. So it's clear from here that Rebbe Eliezer no longer believed in his own mission.
Wasn't it clear it was going to be destroyed? So it's
not that the Gemara will discuss.
We'll see.
The Tanan Potchim Ben Olad, the Rebbe Eliezer, we learned before in the Darim, the Rebbe Eliezer holds that you can be Poteach Ben Olad. The Chachomim Osrim, so apparently he's changed his mind. By the way, says Rava, let's not oversimplify this issue. I mean, even according to the Rabban, Afa Gav Yomer Rabbanan Ein Potchim Ben Olad, you can certainly be poteach with Tna'e Nolad, with things that are dependent on a change that will take place. For instance, what do I mean? Echidam. You could say, as a Chacham, you could say to these guys who made themselves the Ziri, you could say to them like this. Let's say somebody would have come over to you and would have said to you, now wait a minute, guys. I mean, aren't you worried about maybe the Beit HaMikdash being destroyed? Now, if somebody had said that to you and said, I have a better eitzah for you, make a neder that's not dependent on the zirut. Because the zirut, you need to bring a carbon to get out of. You don't want to drink wine, so don't drink wine. You want to make a neder not to drink wine, whatever. But not at times like these when you never know what's going to happen. So don't put yourself into that kind of position. Now, obviously, they're not telling you anything for sure. All they're doing is bringing up something that you should have thought about, and they're making you think about it. So if you would say in answer to that question, no, you're right, if someone had pointed that out to me, I would not have made myself a dozer. Then that's considered to be neilat, because I'm not responding to the Churban of the Beit HaMikdash. I'm responding to the fact that it makes sense to not put yourself into a position where you might be affected by things out of your control, that's all. And that certainly is a very reasonable and rational chashash. And I wasn't being rational. There might have been a lot of people that would have said at the time, what do you need this for? What do you got to get? Put yourself into a position in which you may end up in trouble. So that's not the Churban that changes it, because that could have happened even if the Beit HaMikdash wasn't destroyed. I could have used exactly the same petah. Let's say these guys came up to bring their carbon, and the Beit HaMikdash wasn't destroyed. And they wanted now to be shayel on their nezirut. I could use this as a petah. I would have said, look, the Beit HaMikdash was not destroyed. But if somebody would have said to you, isn't it stupid when things are so bad to make yourself a nazir, when anything could happen? I mean, maybe you would never have been able to bring your karbanot. Maybe the Beit HaMikdash would have been destroyed. What would you have said at the time? So if the guy says, I would have said, I don't want to be a nazir, so that's a perfectly valid petah, because you weren't acting rationally. It's not dependent on the actual Korban, yeah.
Why not say the same thing in the case of the theft of the animal?
Enochi Yami. You might be able to. Now, it's something that is achievable at the time, or a guy would have said to you, you know, don't you want to make sure that you've already been yotze your karbanis, and here you just don't know, maybe they'll be stolen. Yeah, you're right, I better not make myself a nazir. So then that has nothing to do with the stealing. It has to do with the fact that the guy, maybe, if he can't afford another karban, shouldn't engage in risky behavior. This is risky. So that should not be confused with Nolat. Oh, Reb Yosef, you know, if I would have been there, I would have told them, you are really dumb. That's what I would have told them. I would have told them, you know, the Navi is going around shouting over here for years. Hey, stupid. You're going to end up without a Beit HaMikdash. And he makes fun about the Nevi'e Sheker. The Nevi'e Sheker kept saying, this is the way our Gemara understands it. The Mice is other Purusha, but it's Pusik. Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem Hema. So what do you think that means? The Mice, what it turned out to mean? The Mice, it turned out to mean, yeah, there's going to be three Korbanos. That's what it means. So Heichal Hashem, one refers to the Migdash Sheni, one refers to the Migdash Rishayim. And finally you'll end up with a Migdash Lishi. But they were saying, you know, if they burn down this one, we'll make another one. What's the big deal? So you burn down the base. I mean, that's just a building. I mean, same way we built it, we can rebuild it, can't we? That's what they were saying. And the Navi is saying, don't listen to those guys. They're creeps. So if all of these years you may always worry is teaching them that there's going to be a Churban, and it's not going to be rebuilt, you're not going to be able to bring your Churban out. So we're pretty stupid not to think about that. And therefore, I don't think really that it would be simpler like this. Simpler is just tochacha b'yom. I would say you're really stupid. Why didn't you think about it? I'll just learn that he actually means that's not called nolad. If everybody was aware of the thing and thinking about it, how's that called nolad? To which the Gemara responds, either, well, that doesn't prove anything. I mean, that's like telling somebody you're going to die. You know, thank you. Everybody's going to die. I mean, so what does that prove? They tell me I'm going to die today. I mean, that's something else. So did they know when it was going to be destroyed? I mean, so, you know, it's human nature to push off the inevitable, but it's not today. That's all. That's the important thing. So it's always going to last long enough for me to be able to be okay. That's what everybody believes, you know? Rabbi, what do you mean they don't know when? You could make it work out. All you got to do is analyze the psukim of Daniel, and you can figure out exactly when. Because Daniel was told, V'achtiv, Shavuim Shivim Nechtach Alamcha Vel Irkachech Lechale Pesha. So Daniel was told there were 70 Shvi'iyot that were Nigzar on your people, to be mechaper on the pesha of not keeping Shemitah. Now what that means is that 490 years, 70 times 7, 490 years is the time that will be required for the kapara of the Shemitahs that were missed, which means the 70 years of Bavel and the 70 years of a quasi Beit HaMikdash, which never really fit the bill, but it was never the Ashras Ashkina, which you're feeling the whole time, boy, oh boy, this is called living. This is what Eretz Yisrael is supposed to be. So there you're in this matzav of pain. So they could have figured out that 490 years from the time of the original Churban, there's going to be a second Churban. So anybody can add that up. I mean, what's wrong with you? You know? So they knew when the Churban was going to be. So what do you say? No, you shouldn't have told them they're dumb. Sure, they're dumb. They just didn't want to do the work. So it says Abaye Velo Yadi Le'imad, but they didn't know when the Churban was going to be. They knew exactly when the Churban was going to be. V'achtiv Shivuim Shivim Nechtach Alam Chaval Yerkochecha. Still, Atati Miyadina Ba'ayuma, they didn't know the day, you know? They didn't know the day. That's also human nature. I always knew I would go down this path one day. I just never thought today would be the day.
Tisha B'Av was, but you know,
they didn't know that. You know, it's a yom, you were the Puratut, but you know.
But when you hear the clanging of 100,000 spears, that also can be a little bit of a hit that something like that happens. So,
yeah, not when you're in Bogal, you're in Borough Park. I mean, what's the, you know, Nafkamina, a couple of nuclear weapons here and there. I mean, we're safe here in Borough Park. I mean, it's really not a problem. We'll come to the rescue on a valiant steed. No issue. Condoleezza will take care of it.
Yeah, what's 6,000 centrifuges between
currents? Exactly. That's the same. It's the same exact psychology. It's just beyond belief, right? Yeah.
Should we save this for tomorrow?
We should. I mean, truth is, we learned it already. We did it yesterday, but yeah, I mean, we've got an awfully, awfully short time. Of course, what we could do is do all the Tosafot to make up for the.
Well, we could do tomorrow's talk today and have a day off.
No day off. It's terrible when it comes to Dr. Yomi. Nobody wants a day off.
Likes the reaction.
God, I know. It's like, let's do our rest and recreation for the day. Money masses. Lord of Yossi, the Lord of Bonham. The Tanya Mishnah, Darve Avar, the Zirato. Ein Niskakino, Elohim Kane Monet, Bahemi Suki, Limshinag, Bemeter. Rabbi Yossi, Dayo Shorchim Yom for Knas. So, Irabon and Kasha, even in the Zirut Maruba. In Rabbi Yossi, at least it's Kasha Mizrut, and we went it. Well, you could say, by Temor Rabbi Yossi, by Temor Rabboni, you could say it's Rabbi Yossi, by Temor Rabbi Yossi, and Kan Ben Zirut Meruba, Kan Ben Zirut Moetet. So the Mishnah is right in saying you could start counting from the beginning, because it's assuming you got 30 days left. Vi by Temor Rabbanan, and read it slightly differently. Lo Tema Misha Ashenazar, Elayma Ken Misha Ashenazar, making up as many days as you missed. Nishal Chachamim, v'hitiru, Om Reb Yirmiya, min Beit Shammai, nishbal Beit Hillel. I mean, look, didn't Beit Shammai say, Lav Ami Beit Shammai, Yekesh B'tod Avi Yekesh, and nonetheless, Kivan Degloi Milto, the Lav Shapir Nozar, they also agree that they say Vitera Ebe Eder. So then the same thing is undoubtedly true of Beit Hillel Nam, Afagav Da Amri, let Sofek Dish, which is Tmura, the Tmura, the Ta'ut Avi Tmura, of course, the tzadim ilayechad yitol yikar hekdash. Aval hekdash means akar yikar. So over there, yikar hekdash is gone by definition. Yikar nami atmura. Omar, iyatem modim shilu karale kiyasiri itma. Maaser of Nachman Omar, only a ta'ut, but not if you actually wanted to do it that way. Lo kavanato. Rav Chistev Rav Omar, when Omar ta'ut, of course you get kavanato. Omar Rav Omar Nachman, you're going to have a real problem in this Mishnah. The didach. The Amr to Uto Velo Kavanato. Can you explain to me how to Ka'amri Beit Shemana Beit Hillel? Yiyatem Modim Shilu Karala Chia Sriv La Sri Chil Hakaratara Sri Shushur Shtanu Kodashim and basically Ishtiku Beit Hillel. I mean, they didn't really come back with anything aggressive. Why didn't they? Lame Rala. What, you bring us a riot from Maaser? Mala Maaser She'in Kadosh B'Kavana? It's not really so bad. I mean, I know time it alone, I'm along, is because if they would have, the Kavakomaru, they always could have come back and said, Mama, Sesheinu Kadosh B'Kavana, Kadosh B'Taut, Egdesh Kadosh B'Kavana, for sure, should be Kadosh B'Taut, Lokoshike. But that's not really very logical now, is it? Velomi. The Hegdesh B'Data, the Mori Talit. So you're going to have to really explain it differently according to Nachman. Mishna Dar Ben Azir. V'alach la'aviyat b'emto matza'ah shenignevah. So you might show lo nignevah b'emto nazar. Are you a nazir? Im shenignevah b'emto nazar ino nazir. V'zom ta'ut ta'ah nachum ha'madai kishalu nazirim min ha'golah matz'u beit ha'migdash charev amar lahem nachum ha'madai. Well, ilo ha'item yodim shebeit ha'migdash yicharev ha'item nazrim? Om lo, absolutely not. Lo, v'yitira nachum ha'madai. Is a nazir anyway. There, it was really a ta'ut. He thought there was a Beit HaMikdash and there wasn't. Then there's no nolad. It's pure ta'ut and therefore ain't a nazir. Oba Rabba, it's clear that the Rabbana must have really done a job on Rabbi Eliezer. I mean, they washed him away. Shatfu Rabbana Rabbi Eliezer. V'ukme b'shita tayim. Because we had back in the Dorm the Mishnah that Tan Potchim Ben Olad Div Rabbi Eliezer Vechachamim Osri, and Rabbi Eliezer was one of these Chachamim, and he didn't say peeps. Omer Rava, Afagav, The Amara but an ain't potri benolad, ava potrim betnae lo nada. No lad, I mean like a case like this. Let's say, instead of saying if you would have known the Beit HaMikdash would be destroyed, you say the Amrei Lachon, Ilu Ata Inish, for Amar Lachon, the Charav Beit HaMikdash, meaning that it will be Yecharev. Miyavin Adrita. From Rav Yosef, you know, if I was there, I would have told you you're awfully stupid. I learned about B'minu Lo Naktiv, Echal Hashem, Echal Hashem, Echal Hashem Ema. Zebikdash Yishor, Zebikdash Sheni. But, I mean, even though Nida, Yevainu Lachon, the Yecharov, they didn't know when. Could be any time. Miyodin le'imatar. Amar Rabbi, what do you mean? It could be any time. It's a pasuk. V'lo yadin le'imat. V'achti v'shvuim shivim nechtach al amaka v'alirachak ir kotshecha. Still, akati miyadin b'hayuma.